This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Gloucester City Councilor at Large and former student of mine, Jeff Worthley. And Jeff, welcome to MSO.
Hello, Rick. It's such a pleasure to be on your show. I'm a big fan of yours. And as you know, you're responsible for me because you taught me many years ago algebra and trigonometry, actually, back in high school.
That was a long time ago, Counselor. Yes. Friend of the family, name well-known in Gloucester and so on, and serving the city, ran for mayor in your second term now as city councilor. And Jeff, I want to start with this most recent, I don't know what to call it, brouhaha, I guess, coming out of the harbor master's office. And we got an unusual press release, I think it was yesterday or the day before, from the mayor's office saying that the harbor master's office was getting an interim harbor master. And then the Times, of course, has a follow-up today on all kinds of stuff going on. It's very confusing to me as a resident of Gloucester and Cape Ann as to what's going on. But what's your take on all of this, and what's the role of the city council with respect to what's going on?
Thank you, Rick. There's two parts to your question. I would say that the brouhaha that you're referencing is not coming from the harbormaster's office, but the brouhaha is coming from the mayor's office, right? They made a decision to make a lot of changes with the staff at the harbormaster's office, and we have very little information about why. On one hand, we've got to trust and respect personnel rules and laws around that, but the public deserves transparency, and there has been a tremendous lack of that in this case. So I can tell you as just one counselor, and I'm certain there's other councils feel the same way. We're all in the dark about what's happened at the harbor master's office and the mayor's office. It's a real travesty for a couple reasons. One, the harbor master's office would probably be in the top two or three most efficiently run offices in the city. They've got such well-regarded awards for, I think it's the Elite Fleet Award that puts us in the top 3% of harbors in terms of being accessible and welcoming to the public. They've always run their budget very tightly. It's just, they really do remarkable work. And I think also, you know, they work with the Sea Scouts, and they work with the Chamber of Commerce, and they work with the Coast Guard and the DPW and the Fire Department and the Police Department. They've really transformed that department around over the last 7 or 8 years. So that's part of it. The other part is, what's the role of the city council? So, you know, everyone thinks the city council is 9 mayors. We're not. We're the legislative side. We approve the budget, we pass laws. There is a provision in the charter that allows the council to do our own investigations, and I don't know if that's the next step. It probably isn't. We're going to have to wait and see what the next step is. I understand they're bringing on interim harbor master, John McCarthy, very credentialed. He spent a lot of time serving the city, and he's going to do the best he can over the next, I don't know, period of time. They will be advertising, I think, for a different person to have that position eventually. But it's a real mess, and it's really unfortunate.
Jeff, this is the second time in the last, 5 or 6 years that there has been conflict between the mayor's office and the harbor master's office. And I know this is a loaded question, but do you foresee legal struggles coming up?
Well, so they're very separate issues, different mayors and different issues. One was a constitutional question about, you know, freedom of expression. Can the harbor master express his opinion separately from his role as a harbor master in a case for as an expert witness? And that was a question that took legal action. That didn't cost the city money. It's unfortunate that it created such turmoil, but he had a right to do what he did. This is a different issue. I don't know. Again, we haven't received any information, but I just hope that the city of Gloucester dotted its I's and crossed its T's, because otherwise it's, again, a case of maybe wrongful termination or I don't know. I don't even know where it's going to go.
Okay. Well, no, as I said, it was a loaded question. It's unfair at this stage because, you know, it's so brand new. But let me ask you another question regarding city government. Is in this kind of a situation, and I'm not sure there's been a precedent like this that I've seen, is the mayor's office required to give the city council more information on what happened, you know, in terms of, the history of the event or anything like that? Or is this strictly within the mayor's purview to just say, goodbye, I want to hire someone new?
So I hate to say there's more answers than one to your questions. Depends on what level the city council takes it. So if we were just in our day-to-day operation as a city council, we're informed, you know, we're told this is what happened, the mayor has the authority to do that. The council does have investigative authority given to it in the charter to call any member of the staff or board member to the council. We have subpoena power if we want to use it. Now, honestly, in the 26 years I've been paying attention to City of Gloucester stuff, it's never been used. I don't know, and I've done some research. I'm trying to find out, but I don't know if it's ever been used in the, 50 years we've had this charter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but our founding fathers put the checks and balances responsibility with the city council. And the mayor, in his press release, called for an audit. The charter gives audit authority to the city council. So maybe he's calling on us to conduct an audit. Every department is supposed to be audited every 8 years. Ironically, the last audit was done 8 years ago was the Harbormaster's office. So this, 30 other departments that could be audited since then, we haven't done as a council because we need to get funding to do that. Funding comes from the administration. I don't know where this ends up going. I'm just going to, do the best thing I can with the information I have when we get it. But we've definitely been kept in the dark on this.
Let's switch gears if we could. Jeff, would you like to mention anything ongoing with respect to either the city council in general or your committee work in particular?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. So I enjoy working the city council, and I enjoy working with the peers. And we don't always agree, but I can say for sure this council, and the last one too, but this one is really good at agreeing to disagree respectfully, doing our business, whatever that might be, and moving on to the next issue and coming at this with respect to residents, business owners, and to one another. So that's a positive move. I'm really happy with that. We're coming into the budget cycle. The mayor proposes a budget. The city council takes it, and then I'm on the Budget and Finance Committee, and we review it for about 3 months. It's a $150, $160 million operation. There's a lot to review. And once the mayor gets that, we will have that to look through, and it will be a tedious but very thoughtful process.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention, Jeff?
No, I mean, life's good. My kids are doing great. My son's 14, and he's a freshman at Gloucester High School, and he's class president, following his father's footsteps, I guess. my daughter was the lead in the musical at O'Malley School last month. So life is good.
Well,
I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Congratulations on that, Jeff, and my respect to you and all your family. It's a great group over there. Haven't seen Mom and Dad in a while, but I hope they're okay.
Mom and Dad keep themselves a little bit, but they're lovely. They're awesome.
Yes.
Thank you again, Rick. I appreciate you.
All right. That's Jeff Worthley, City Councilor at Large in Gloucester with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.